legislative session currently.
Thank you, sir.
As you know, after a relatively long break, legislature has reconvened as of the 17th of this month. What I can tell you, and it's really good for us, they've been preoccupied with financial and budgetary concerns. They haven't been checking around with land use and some of the things that we generally feel we have to defend ourselves on. So my review is kind of.
We're supposed to be happy that their state's government.
No, we're happy that they're not attacking us. They're attacking financial problems.
Just trying to get my priorities.
On my review, the first bill that we've been watching, House Bill 9, which has an effect on the licensing of water system operators. We only have one water system, but this has now been passed by the House and by the Senate, so this bill simply awaits the governor's approval. And what it does is it sets up an advisory council to help the Secretary of DENREC make water operator licensing decisions about waivers and so forth. So it's just an administrative issue, but I wanted you to be aware because it does have some implication on our water system in Dewey. The second bill I wanted to go over with you is House Bill 25, which is the bill that would allow the harvesting of gray foxes all year. The House passed the bill, but on the 17th of this month, as soon as it got over to the Senate chopped it to pieces. So the bill will probably be coming back to the House for another review.
Good.
And the what it appears the Senate is attempting to do is to eliminate the verbiage in the original bill as it passed the House and just add gray fox to all game animals, like squirrels and other rabbits and other animals that are allowed to be hunted, but they are then hunted on a particular season, not all year. So I think the Senate's probably wise in revising the bill, but that's where it stands right now.
So they'll hunt them, but only in a certain season, as it stands at this
provided point. Provided it passes the Senate, goes back to the House and passes.
Provided all that happens.
Yeah, because the House had passed a bill that simply said that it set up a whole new process, that it's okay to hunt gray fox anytime.
You ever seen one?
Excuse me?
Have you ever seen one?
No, I've seen a lot of red fox in my field behind my house. Okay. Anyway, the House tried to amend that bill twice, and they failed the amendments. They passed the bill as it was. It went to the Senate, and the Senate immediately took it all apart.
Got it.
So it's not anywhere near done yet. Okay, House Bill 33. This is a bill about signs. It's been on our radar screen for some weeks. And as of yesterday, I just sent a copy of this over to Vince Robertson to ask him to give us the legal side of this because I talked with Lawrence Lankin. Lawrence assured me that we're still out pursuing the bandit signs on weekends and taking signs down. This law, if it were to become law, if this bill were to become law, in my opinion, it would be easier for us because it provides a further setback and it identifies more clearly which signs are legal and which are not, and it really reduces the number. So it appears to me, it puts impetus on the state to help control these bandit signs. So I think that's what Vince will tell us, but we'll wait for his opinion. And this bill has been introduced in the House committee, but it hasn't moved. It hasn't passed the House yet, so we have a lot of time to work with it yet. But I think, in my opinion, the bill is good for us. Senate Bill 29 is another bill that we've seen before, and it has now passed the Senate. This is a bill that simply puts cats back into the code as animals that could be, that if they're harmed by dogs, that could help to designate the dog as a dangerous dog. Last year, actually 2010, Senate Bill 240 and House Bill 419 inadvertently took cats out of that animal list. They didn't intend to do that. So this bill simply puts cats back on the list of animals that if they're attacked by a dog, the dog could be classified dangerous. This bill has passed the Senate, and it's over in the House in the Health and Human Development Committee. Okay, just passed the Senate on the 18th. One new bill that I wanted to point out to you, House Bill 68. This bill, I think, is pretty important for us, and I've spoken with our Treasury Director, Mrs. Mears, and she thought that it sounded pretty good, too. Currently, as the law stands, if you're a mobile home park owner and someone abandons a mobile home, within 30 days, you can get possession of that mobile home by law, but you can't get a title to it for a year. This law, if it's adopted, would allow you to get possession in 30 days and the title in 30 days. So now in 30 days, you can turn that house around and sell it to someone else. You can have it removed. You have complete control of it. And I think this has been one of the issues that park owners have complained about for a long time, in that this home has been abandoned, and now they have to sit there with it for a year before they can actually get ownership of it. So I believe this is a good bill. I would like you to read it, review it, and give me your opinion. I haven't lobbied for it or against it yet, but I can tell you that it was introduced with four sponsors of legislators from this county. So I think that the conscience has been, through its introduction, that it's going to be a good thing.
They want to get rid of something.
Exactly. It'll help us clean up the abandoned, derelict homes.
Right. At what point do you say that it was abandoned? I mean, is it fairly obvious, or is that something that could be, you know, questioned?
Well, it says right here in the synopsis, as the law stands now, following a writ of possession, a landlord must store a manufactured home of the tenant that was left unclaimed for 30 days. Mm-hmm. Following the 30-day period, the home is deemed abandoned by operation of law, and the landlord may dispose of the home as the landlord sees fit. But he can't dispose of it. He doesn't have a title for it.
Right, I understand.
So he's forced to sit on it for 11 more months.
Do that right away, I understand.
Okay.
How are we going to realize when he's really abandoned it?
I guess I'm
questioning. Because there's a writ of possession, and that is a court procedure that they go through in JP court. So it is following that writ of possession.
So it's 30 days afterwards,
right.
Later.
Okay.
I was thinking, it takes me 30 days per year just to say move. And I don't know how you're going to get this done all in 30 days. I thought, boy, this is going to be a slick one.
May learn something here, huh?
I'd
move faster.
If we can get this pulled, we're doing pretty good. But.
So if you would review these and let me know if you have any direction for my lobbying efforts, I'll be happy to fulfill those for you.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Mr. President, I presume, it's not stated in here, but I have to presume that we are talking about leased lots.
Yes.
Okay, rent lots, correct?
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Questions? Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Joe Wright. Final balance and change order.
Good afternoon, Council. My item on the agenda today is the final change order number 3, for the Extend Runway 422 Package 2 project, contract 12-07, completed by George and Lynch Incorporated. Change order number 3 reduces the contract amount by $29,874.34 for a revised contract amount of $4,210,462.29. The original contract amount as awarded was $4,457,947, and thus the total change from the award value is minus $247,484.71, or 5.56% under the original award. That's cumulative from the previous change order 1 and 2, and including this third change order. The largest portion of this current change order, approximately $36,000, or minus $36,000, has to do with credits received from, Verizon, Comcast, and Delmarva Power and Electric. Estimates were provided to us by those companies for their expected relocation cost, and then we were billed the final actual cost, which were much lower, approximately half of what they had estimated and what was included in the bid. In addition to that minus 36, there are some pluses. There were five items created to deal with some existing runway conditions being slightly different than anticipated in the bid documents. And these items amount to a total of approximately $6,000. Again, the net total change for the change order is a negative $29,874.34. I have a motion prepared, subject to any questions you may have.
Any questions on this? It's a saving. That's a good thing, right? Please read your motion.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that change order number 3 for Sussex County Contract 12-07, Extend Runway 422 Package 2 with George and Lynch Incorporated, be approved as a credit, which decreases the contract value by $29,874.34 for a new contract total of $4,210,462.29, subject to the approval of DLDOT and the Federal Aviation Administration.
Pleasure, Council. Have a motion. Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Anthony DiGiuseppe. Request to prepare and post notices.
Good afternoon, Council. I am here before you today to request permission for the Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the Lone Neck Sanitary Sewer District to include one parcel of land being tax ID 234 and map 23, parcel 116.06. The request came to us in form of a letter dated March 17, 2015. From the co-owner, Rita Jamison Gray. The parcel is located along Bay Farm Road and is contiguous to the existing district. It's shown in yellow here on the map. The property was provided a sewer lateral as part of the construction for the Peninsula project. The parcel currently has a failing septic system, and the owners would like to connect it in public sewer as soon as possible. The expansion will consist of 0.59 acres. And they will be responsible for system connection charges of $4,100 per EDU based on the rates from July 1st, 2014 through June 30th, 2015. Should you approve of this request, a public hearing is scheduled for 10:30 or May 12, 2015 at the regularly scheduled County Council meeting. Are there any questions?
Questions? You have a motion?
I do. Be it moved that by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Lone Neck Sanitary Sewer District boundary to include property of Rita M. Kilby and Rita Jamison Gray as presented as the Kilby expansion on March 31st, 2015.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I believe yes. Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your work.
Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you. The first grant request is American Diabetes Association. This is just a follow-up from the last council meeting when she came in to speak. They are requesting sponsorship and support of Camp Freedom, their summer camp. Financial support will go toward 30 Delaware children being able to attend, 10 from each county. Camp Freedom allows children with diabetes to have the summer camp experience. Sponsorship ranges from campership sponsors of $2,500 per child to $25,000 for platinum. There is no specific amounts requested, or there's no past grants for this organization either. Ms. Deaver placed it on the agenda.
Well, as we know, it's a big issue with our kids. It's amazing.
Does this qualify for the countywide grant or no?
We could do countywide youth. I was considering, but a lot of that was activity. This is going to be students all over the county, so I am open to that recommendation if somebody wants to make it.
Yeah. I can't think of a better thing to spend county money on, save lives.
You have a motion, ma'am?
Yeah. Well, we'll make that motion. Say it again.
So it'd be from the countywide youth.
Come from the countywide
youth grant.
What amount are we talking about?
Dollar amount. They're requesting $2,500 per child, and $25,000 would cover all 10 children. But $2,500 is one child.
Yeah, it's a biggie. Don't have the number in mind. What?
I'll make the motion that we do $2,500.
$2,500. Yeah.
From the
countywide
grant.
All right.
And your opinion, Mrs. Jennings, this does fit that category.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Yes.
So I have a motion, Mr. Cole.
A second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver, mm-hmm. to grant $2,500 to the American Diabetes Association for this camp for students or children from Sussex County to attend the countywide youth grant. Questions on this motion?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Do we have any inkling that if these funds are not provided by the county, that they will not go to this camp?
Good question.
When she was here, I kind of got the inkling that they really needed the support for these children to go, that they didn't have it. And if they didn't have the funding, they would not be able to get 10 from here. So she's attempting $2,500 per student.
Well, Mrs. Jones, you can really get that inkling on everyone that comes before.
Well, but I didn't ask when she was here, but it was...
But I'm being straightforward. You could get that inkling on everyone. I suppose everyone comes here genuine. I hope they are.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's not a real good answer. Now, come on.
The other question that I would have is, if in the event they're asking for, well, I guess they're not asking for any specific amount, but but $25,000 is a number that's been provided,
yes.
$2,500 per child. So if there are no others that are contributing towards this cause, which I don't believe that for a second, but in the event that is the case, is this contingent upon this, are these dollars going to be specifically given for the purposes of these 10 children from Sussex County going? That is the question.
That is correct.
And yes. And is the string attached to this $2,500? So in the event there is no other funding and they don't go, we get it back.
Right, but this would be $2,500. One student will now be able to go. Mm-hmm,
okay. I think you know where I'm going with this.
Yes.
So, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Any more questions for council?
I second what he said.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next one is John M. Clayton Elementary School from the Indian River School District. They are requesting support for their student mentoring program at the John M. Clayton Elementary School. They have approximately 60 mentors and 90 students enrolled in the program. Mentors meet with each of their assigned students on a weekly basis for 45 minutes. Last grant received was $2,000 from Mr. Phillips.
And yes, I would move that $1,500 from my councilmatic district go towards this purpose, only because I did speak to the lady this morning. This is not funded at all by the school district. This directly impacts these children. Directly impacts these children, their ability to read, and I that is where I think we need to put a priority to some of these dollars. Is those who truly have that need. If this does not happen, they will shut down their door for the remaining part of the year, and I would be happy to do that.
How much money, sir?
$1,500.
I'll chip in because I'm sure there's a little from John and Clayton and Dagsburg, so I'll do $500 to get back to that $2,000 threshold.
Is that okay with your motion, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $2,000 to the John M. Clayton Elementary School for mentoring program costs. Being $1,500 from Mr. Arlett's council bank account and $500 from Mr. Cole's. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the next one is the Delaware Storm Travel Teams. They're requesting sponsorship to assist with the purchase of uniforms on behalf of the 12U Delaware Storm Girls Fast Pitch Travel Softball Team. The majority of the girls reside in Georgetown, with the remainder in Lewis and Milton. Sponsorship ranges are from $50 to $500. Last grant received was $250 or $50 each. But as you can see, they're because specifically in Georgetown and Milton and Lewis now.
Georgetown, Milton, and Lewis. And last time we gave them $50 from each council district, correct?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And Ms. Deaver placed it on the agenda.
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Deaver.
A lot of it is in my district and Sam's district. So we gave $10 a piece before.
We gave $50 a piece for a total of
$250.
$250.
Yeah, I think that would be fine. We should do. I'd like to make that motion.
Mrs. Deaver gives $250. I'll make that motion.
I would add one thing, if I may, before I actually would retract mine. I will personally give a $50 check, but I will not use the taxpayers' dollars for this specific purpose. So, $200, but I will go on record personally.
For what specific purpose do you object to?
Well, I object in the concept. This is a travel team softball.
What?
This is a travel team softball team, meaning that there are kids that have chosen to be a part of this. It's not open to the public. They have to be selected. It is very parent involved. I've had my own children involved in these. And at the same time, I don't personally believe it is a good thing to teach these children that they ought to be coming out for public assistance for their dream. I personally will happy to give them a $50 check from my account, which I will, but not using the tax dollars for that purpose. That's my thought process.
Well, we have no Parks and Recreation Department, and
this is not that though. This is a different thing. This is a private travel team that they have to raise money. And I also will go on record, whereas I would be happy to provide my expertise on providing some fundraising talents to their organization if they would like some help as well.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, is to grant
$250 from
$250. And that was for each council district?
No, that's hers.
Oh, yours?
It's just hers.
Okay.
Just hers.
And you second, Mr. Cole?
I'll second that.
Okay. Okay, motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $250 out of Mrs. Deaver's Council Magic account. Questions on the motion?
No, is that off her total?
Yes, sir, that's hers. Total money. That's, she's paying it all.
And a lot of them from Georgetown, Sam.
I'll pay it.
Mr. Wilson paid. Okay, so the motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $250,
mm-hmm.
being
yes.
$125 for Mrs. Deaver, $125 Mr. Wilson.
All right, that's good, too. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Questions on the motion?
Yes.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
No.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Delaware Seaside Railroad Club is requesting $2,500 to help with the building cost of their first permanent location since their formation 11 years ago. Their grand opening is scheduled for July 2015 at their facility in Dagsboro. A permanent location will be better to allow workshops and after-school activities as well as other functions, which had to be held at various other locations in the past. There is no past grants for this organization. Mr. Cole, you placed that on the agenda.
Yes. The Delaware Seaside Railroad Club was in the train station here, and they had the fire, right? So they are, even though they're called Delaware Seaside Railroad Club, I think that's how it started, but it ended up getting countywide. They've now relocated in Dagsboro, and they are a nonprofit, right? They meet all their requirements that we've given to them in the past. So are they requesting anything?
They're requesting $2,500.
$2,500, right. I'll give $500 to that effort because if anybody else would like it, it's
I will as well. I believe
that's a Christmas show. I mean, they do a lot, and it is an excellent thing. And so, if
county beneficial, and I believe this is also probably right in my district as well. So I would be $500 as well.
What do they do?
Yeah. Well, it's a club. They put on programs throughout the county. At different times of the year, and they educate kids. They bring them in, and so it's been around a long time. They were here at the train station, and then they had a fire,
mm-hmm.
and it destroyed, my understanding, their area where they had all their trains.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so when they remodeled everything, they were dislocated, and so they've now been able to secure a location. I think a landlord in Dagsboro has been very generous, but they do a lot of things, and they're volunteers again. So,
they do a lot of things.
Oh, they do. I mean, they do a lot of programs for.
Okay. I'll certainly add $500.
But they are countywide. Aren't they over in Del Mar too? Yeah. They do something over in Del Mar, I think, or is that a different club?
Same club.
Both club.
Yeah. So we have motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlette, to
yes.
grant $1,500, being $500 from Mr. Cole, $500 from Mr. Arlette, and $500 from myself.
I'll give you $250.
Okay, we're going to change this a little bit. If you'll change your motion, it's okay. It's still $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
$500, Mr. Cole. $500, Mr. Arlette, and $250 from myself, and $250, Mr. Wilson.
Okay.
Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carried. Next.
Rehoboth Beach Sisters Cities Association is requesting $500 to help with modest improvements to the garden known as the Garden of the Navigators, located on Olive Avenue in Rehoboth. Commemorative gardens have been created both in Rehoboth and their sister city in Italy. These improvements will consist of some informational kiosks for visitors to appreciate the history and commemorative the European exploration of the 15th and 16th centuries. There have been no past grants for this organization.
We're going to defer on this because I had a phone call saying that the city, which is the gardens on city land, and the city wasn't aware of it. So the town father. So if you could contact the city manager,
okay,
and if they have no problem with that, because I don't know, there's some improvements they're talking about, and the city may not even want them. I don't.
Okay.
So it's
we'll defer that for
just
another,
defer
another,
that for
agenda.
Okay.
If it's a,
and that's the only reason, just to get it clarified.
And the last one, Mrs. Jennings.
Milford High School is requesting funds for their 2015 after-prom party. The after-prom party was started more than 20 years ago and provides a safe, alcohol-free, parent-chaperoned event. Last grant received was $300 from Mr. Wilson.
You want to chip in it, Joan?
Please don't ask me to give money to the prom party.
Okay.
Can't do it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, to grant $300 from his council bank account to the Milford High School after prom party.
I'm about 20.
Do we have a second?
Yeah, second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
I'm going to say no. I think this needs to come from the private funds.
Wilson.
Yes.
I will. Yes, motion carried. Introduction proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore.
There are none, Mr. President.
You're doing a good job today, sir. Council member comments. Any comments from council members?
Oh, sure. I was talking to a group of citizens, and we were located in the Midway area. They asked me about growth, to come talk about growth and development. And the message that I'm bringing back from them after we talked and talked and talked was, please slow down the growth. And, you know, that's for what it's worth. And they were very, very excited and very anxious about that. A lot of them were personally involved in items that are coming up very soon, for developments coming okay. very soon.
Thank you. Any more comments from council?
I just want to go, yes, sir, if I may, Mr. President. And, you know, we've gone around and continue to go around the county, listen to folks, and, you know, we last week had the opportunity to meet with ACE, the organization, the nonprofit right there in Seaford. And there are some real needs, you know, here in Sussex County. So, you know, as we continue to move forward on these grants, that my focus is on really, truly where it is needed, and I think that's what we have to do. At the same time, I want to go public on record that I hope everybody has a wonderful Easter break, and enjoy time for the season. So, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any more comments from council? Entertain a motion to go to executive session for land acquisition and personnel. Motion, yes. Mrs. Deaver, yes. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now executive session, I assume, downstairs, Mr. Law.